This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this weekend. As always, a great weekend to be together as we navigate through a lot of different change. With me right now is our co-host on the program of New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the esteemed founder of Ripple Connects. You can find him online at rippleconnects.com, by telephone, the plain old telephone system, 763-438-1621. And Joe, happy weekend and good morning.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us today. I know that the word COVID and COVID-19, coronavirus, is on the lips of a lot of people, not only in this community, but around the world. And we want to talk about career changes this week due to COVID-19. And Joe, as we think about that for our discussion today, you know, we're in the midst of a serious, serious economic disruption. And I'm wondering how this has changed the baby boomer career plans or their job search from your perspective. What have you seen so far?
Well, we've seen it with people's jobs right now. The ability to work remotely and in the privacy of their own office, home offices, has allowed them to remain safe. And, well, going forward, many of the baby boomers that are in the age or the demographic that can be affected by this virus obviously have to keep that in mind when they are either making a change or forced to make a change because of the economic disruptions that we're seeing right now. But believe, you know, now more than ever, people are going to have to keep that healthy workplace. And what does that look like for somebody? And that comes into play with our careers, our reinventions, or our job searches. So Freddie, you know, you talk to a lot of people during a given week. What are you hearing from a lot of the people out there that may be hesitant to go back into a traditional workplace?
Well, it's exactly that. A lot of people who you quote unquote older, I don't know exactly what older is, but there are people that I've heard, and I've heard conversations, I've read news releases about some American workers who are concerned about coming back into the workplace because of their relative age and not knowing who's a carrier, who can infect them or who they can infect, and just have that, if you will, a ripple effect throughout their communities and throughout their families. And so it's some workers are feeling compelled to have to come back because the doors of the business establishment is open. And some are saying, do I have to take a look at, it's a toss between, do I protect my life or do I take care of the concerns of my employer? And that can be a hard dance, Joe McKenzie.
Absolutely. There's a balance, because even if you felt confident, you know, potentially going back, you don't know if, you know, we're the sandwich generation. Many of us are taking care of our older parents and or grandchildren. There's a lot at stake there. If it's not just us we're worried about, but I know that myself, thinking about my entire family. And so, yes, it's a delicate balance. Fortunately, Freddie, I see that many employers are beginning to see many of the efficiencies of people working remotely. And, you know, it may be the new norm that employees, if they are productive, could work remotely. And that may be a great benefit to the boomers who are feel like they're caught in that balance between safety and making sure that they're doing what they're compensated for through their employer.
Exactly. Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, co-host of New Beginnings, as we talk about career changes due to COVID-19. And in case you just joined us, we're talking about how older workers, or, and that's a relative term, might be able to navigate once the stay home initiative has been lifted. And now they're wondering, even if it is lifted, if it's okay for me to come back and work in relatively a safe environment. And Joe, I'm just wondering, what are some considerations going forward for the baby boomers in our audience as we as we look at the workforce in a new way?
Well, the most important thing about the new normal and what's going to happen, it may feel completely strange to us as boomers and Gen Xers who have always felt like they had to commute in to go into the office. But think about it this way. If we are given that opportunity to work remotely and we've had a track record of working remotely and productively and have that efficiency of working remotely, maybe that's something that we have to advocate for ourselves with our employers and work out some kind of an arrangement that maybe you can get the best of both worlds, remain employed, work remotely. You know, we're needed. The generations of Gen X and baby boomers are needed. We bring experience to work through adversity. We remember what happened on 9/11. We remember some of the tougher economic times. The workforce needs us because we complement some of the younger generations who may have not seen this type of economic turmoil. I'm not saying we have that experience and knowing that we can work through adversity. And that's something we need to advocate for ourselves with and use that proof by example that we can work remotely. And like I said, advocate for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And potentially, we might be able to get the best of both worlds. Stay employed with what we really love to do and stay safe. And that would be the ideal situation. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And another perspective might be, your employer for the last couple of months or so has invested hardware and different software programs that allow you to do your work from home. I think mm-hmm. that's a good indicator that had it not been for your employer's relative value of you as an employee, they would not have made these investments. You could have been furloughed or disconnected That's from right. your job. So I think we can take some solace in the fact that if these investments have already been made in the last 30 to 60 days, that it's an odds-on probability that they see you as a value contributor to that workplace. And I think maybe some of the fears are outside of the scope, and perhaps we are undervaluing how valuable the older worker is to that place of employment.
Exactly, exactly. And not just from our experience, but that ability to work remotely and independently. But, you know, I've seen it in my own family. My wife can work independently, but quickly pivot to working as a team, you know, with the technology. She's more productive. You know, she can set up the office the way she wants, and she is the type of person that can really get going early and accomplish a lot before a lot of people wake up.
Interesting.
Well, she can quickly pivot to a 9 or 10 a.m. meeting. So that proof by example that you can tell a future employer or your current employer, I'm comfortable working remotely independently, but have that finesse to quickly join a team meeting through the technology that we have today.
Everyone, Joe McKenzie is with us this morning as we talk on New Beginnings about career changes due to COVID-19. It certainly has changed the way that we do business. As we think about this, Joe, I was talking with an individual who says, well, maybe this is the advanced normal, where you would go into a restaurant, for example, and it says no shoes, no shirt, no shirt, no service. Maybe it's no shoes, no shirt, no service, no mask. And you can't get in. But what do you suggest for the baby boomers wanting to make a career change during this difficult time? Do they stay put or do they go forward with their plans?
Well, I think they do everything they can to see if they can work out an arrangement that they can work remotely. If they have to make a change, just take that mindset that you've done it before. You've worked through adversity. We've gone through many changes in our lives, in our economic, in our history in this country. More than ever, companies need that experience level to know how to get through this. So I would start building up your toolbox of your most significant accomplishments, particularly, you know, working independently or as a part of a team, but remotely. That will be what you can sell. That's what's in it for that next employer if you do need to make a change or you feel at this point in your career that you want to make a total reinvention, bring that to the table, you know, those significant accomplishments, that toolbox, but really focus on how you've been able to work independently and, you know, be a part of a team, but, you know, you're a self-starter. You're someone that can be more productive working remotely. And I think that that will serve a lot of people well during this time.
I agree. Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie and Freddie Bell on New Beginnings this weekend, talking about career changes due to COVID-19. And if you like more information from Joe McKenzie, you can just go to his website, RippleConnects.com. And you do some fine work at Ripple Connects, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our show continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. It's my time now to talk a little bit about your health this weekend. And I found a report that says women tend to be better drivers than men. Oh, wait a minute. You already know that? But the statistics come from how we're judging the way that women drive on the road and the number of deaths that they cause on the road. British researchers are using a government database of 14,425 road fatalities between the years 2005 and 2015 that involve more than
than one vehicle. Now, in that study in injury prevention, they found that compared with women, male drivers of cars and vans had twice the rate of fatal accidents per mile driven. And male truck drivers had about four times the rate of women truck drivers, and men driving motorcycles almost 12 times the rate of women motorcyclists. Seems like the facts are pretty clear that women definitely are better drivers than men. Now, let's talk about your heart just for a little bit. Coffee could be a healthful drink, according to the experts we've just recently read. It may be even better for you when brewed with a paper filter. Norwegian researchers gathered data on over 500,000 men and women between the ages of 20 and 79 years old, and they followed them for an average of 20 years. Drinking filtered coffee was associated with a 15% reduction in the risk of dying prematurely from any cause in both men and women. Both rates were lower when the coffee was unfiltered, such as espresso or coffee from a French press. Men who drank unfiltered coffee had a 4% reduction, and women had a 9% reduction. Compared with unfiltered coffee, filtered coffee was associated with a lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease and other heart diseases and strokes. The lowest mortality was among those who drank 1 to 4 cups a day. You can find the details of the study in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. Unfiltered coffee contains higher concentrations of cholesterol-raising phytochemicals called diterpenes than does filtered coffee. So, coffee could have a wonderful health benefit for both men and women. Let's move from health now to talking about your money and investing for retirement. More than $2 trillion is invested in target date retirement funds, that's the TDF, the ingenious device that has simplified the diversification challenge for millions of savers and has encouraged patient buy and hold investing. A TDF, again, that's a target date retirement fund, owns a predetermined mix of stocks, bonds, cash, and sometimes alternative investments such as real estate investment trust. The percentage devoted to each asset class depends on the saver's expected retirement. A 2020 target date fund for someone retiring right about now will own less in stocks than a 2050 TDF for someone whose retirement is 3 decades away. Now, once an investor chooses a TDF, again, that's a target date retirement fund, pegged to an expected retirement date, they can sit back and let the fund do all the heavy lifting. During the market meltdown that hit in mid-February, many TDF investors close to retiring seem to have lost their patience. Now, according to Morningstar, there was more TDF selling among near retirees than any other age group. It's understandable for anyone near retirement to feel extra anxious. After decades of saving, you're wrestling with the scary proposition of needing to rely on all that saving to help support you for the rest of your life. That's a daunting task that can be made harder to stay committed to a long-term strategy. Flight rather than fight can take hold. It's understandable also, but not likely in your best interest, because there are a few considerations. Number one, you may be retiring, but your portfolio isn't ready to retire. You're focused on approaching retirement day, but that's sort of not important for your portfolio, which has years of work ahead of it. You likely have another 2 or 3 decades to go, and then there's a strong possibility that you'll live past your mid-80s. Understanding longevity is an overlooked key to retirement planning success, according to the experts. This too shall pass. So if you're near retirement, you will have likely experienced 3 or 4 bear markets. And once you remind yourself about longevity, it should be easier to take a deep breath and know that stock recoveries typically take 2 or 3 years once the bear market ends. And don't forget about your bonds. They rose in value in the first quarter. Too much cash is actually dangerous, according to the experts we're talking with. Right here and now, owning cash feels great because stocks have already taken one harrowing drop down the roller coaster, and we're not sure if more are ahead. But you want to resist putting too much of your retirement savings into cash. Mike Nakashima, a certified financial planner, says a popular retirement strategy is to figure out how much monthly income you need your portfolio to generate when you retire, beyond what you're guaranteed to get from Social Security, a pension payout if you have one, or an income annuity that you've purchase. So if you will have $2,500 in guaranteed monthly income coming from Social Security and other guaranteed income sources, but you need another $500 to cover essential living costs, you'll need to cover that other $500 from your own savings. The bucket strategy is to put 2 to 3 years of what you'll need in cash and keep the rest in a mix of stocks and high-quality bonds. Once again, your longevity is the reason you shouldn't pile more of your money into stocks. Prices rise over time, according to the experts. Even if inflation stays at a moderate or low rate, the safe low yields of cash will likely not keep pace with inflation. An older you needs some stocks to help generate inflation-beating gains that can help you to pay the bills when you're in your 80s and in your 90s. Now, what if you're still employed? Well, the pandemic has thrown tens of millions of people into financial turmoil, but not everyone is feeling the pinch. Roughly a quarter of Americans say that the coronavirus crisis has not impacted their financial situation. That according to a survey recently done by J.D. Power. Those fortunate enough to have financial stability now can use this time of social distancing to focus on their fiscal health. And here are five ways to get started. Number one, turn expenses into savings. Your car is sitting idle. You're not taking Ubers. You can't go to yoga or spin or CrossFit. The money you're saving on daily expenses could well be eaten up literally by hungry kids who are now home all the time. But if not, use it to build up your emergency reserves. In an ideal world, you would have 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses stashed away in an emergency fund. If you already have a healthy emergency fund, use your money to pay off debt or build up your retirement fund, and I've got more on that coming up. Number two, get a jump on your student loans. Payments on most federal student loans are suspended interest-free through September 30th. That means any payments you make between now and then will go directly toward the principal on your loan, which could save you money in the long run. Consider your financial circumstances before paying down your loan during the forbearance, though. Your money might be more urgently needed elsewhere. If you have credit card debt, for example, divert your normal student loan payment to paying off that high interest debt more quickly. We're giving you the five things you can do while you're still employed. Number one is turn expenses into savings. Number two, get a jump on your student loans. Number three, ramp up your 401k contributions. If your emergency fund is solid and you aren't carrying a load of credit card debt, consider giving your retirement savings a boost. If you were already planning to max out your 401k contributions, doing it while prices are low means you'll increase your returns when the market eventually rebounds. Number four, or save money on your mortgage. If you own a home, run the numbers on refinancing. You might be able to lower your housing costs thanks to lower interest rates. Even relatively new homeowners could benefit as mortgage rates are 1 percentage point lower than they were just 1 year ago. And then number five, give back to your community. This one won't technically improve your financial situation, but it'll make a difference in your community. If you're still financially sound during the pandemic, support small business. Support this radio station. Donate to your local food bank and do your part to help support those hardest hit by this financial crisis. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today. Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Happy weekend, everyone. Happy weekend to you. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings. We continue now as we turn our attention to West Metro Hypnosis, and we're talking to its founder, Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. She's online, westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. We've had a wonderful discussion the last couple of weeks about the five stages of grief. We talked about what we're going to be talking about, the grief. And last week we talked about denial. And this week, Kelly, what area of grief are we going into?
Anger. We're on the down curve now. We're moving into anger.
Anger. Well, I know on the surface I have an idea of what anger looks like, but as you're explaining the stages of grief, how does it typically show up?
Anger can show up as lashing out, frustration, irritation, anxiety. And anger is an interesting emotion because a lot of times anger gets directed towards people that should not be targeted with our anger, and yet they become the recipients of it, especially now when we are living perhaps in close quarters with other people. Maybe you're spending way more time with family members. Space is limited, and so we're lashing out more. There is what you could see as a good side to anger, however, especially during these times, because a lot of times anger can actually move us to action. And so when you're feeling this, especially during this time, you can actually use some of that energy. Have you ever had the experience where you've been so angry that you knew you had to do something physical just to get all of that anger out?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
You want to hit something or yell at something or somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that anger can actually be a source of energy to move you into action, especially if you're seeing if there's a particular social component that has moved you. Perhaps it moves you to helping out at a soup kitchen, or to sew masks, or to do something with that extra pent up energy. So that's really important to understand about anger, is all of the extra adrenaline that it is producing, and adrenaline needs an outlet. If you think of a zebra in nature, when it's being chased, it's got a whole lot of extra adrenaline, and it burns that adrenaline off through running. So if you are in this stage of anger, frustration, irritation, anxiety, physical movement is going to be really, really, really beneficial for you. Going out for a run, doing some sort of exercise, hitting something, a pillow, an inanimate object of some kind, so you can really have that physical release of all that adrenaline and those built-up chemicals. So then you're no longer lashing out at loved ones, that you can actually come back to a space where you're able to renew. There's nothing wrong with anger. Anger is not bad. However, it is up to you what you do with your anger.
I've seen a lot of people taking care of that anger by walking through the neighborhood and running and bicycling and playing basketball. A lot of anger in this community.
Yeah. Well, they're making good choices what to do with that. Yes.
Absolutely. We're talking with Kelly Von Hoddekamp. She's covering the five stages of grief, and we'll have more when we join together again next week right here on New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and with me right now is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. As we're right smack in the middle of May, what a wonderful time to be talking as the flowers are up, Kitty, and the green grass is there, and we're talking about continuing to give on this weekend show. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. I'm excited. I'm encouraged. And I'm just looking forward to hearing about the wonderful things from Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center again.
Yes. Yeah, so first, I want to just let your listeners know that the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center is located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis and at www.heritageparkcampus.org or on Facebook under Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
That's important to know. And tell us about the new initiative. I know that it's just wrapping up. You're in the final stages of it. How are you connecting with the community right now?
Freddie, so one of the things that I've mentioned many times on here is that the center is dedicated to making sure that we are a resource here for our community, and one of our wonderful partners, American Red Cross, has reached out to us and asked us to help with hosting social distancing blood drives, because as we know, with everything that's going on in the world, there is still a need for blood, and that need is still constant. And so on yesterday, we hosted a social distancing blood drive, and we had over 30 plus attendees come in to donate blood. And we're very excited that we're able to continue this partnership with American Red Cross and to continue to be a place here on the north side where we can make sure that blood drives are held and that these opportunities are available for the community.
Everybody, we're talking with Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. How are you making, or how did you make your residents and people who come to the center feel comfortable? I know social distancing is not an exact science. However, it is what we have at this moment. It's with 30 people, it seems like you're pretty successful with it.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that the Red Cross is extremely brilliant at is making sure that when they host their drive prior to COVID-19, that they had the format. And so when they come in, they're bringing in all of the supplies, all of the tables, everything that you need in order to have a successful drive. And so one of the main differences that we had on yesterday was they're wiping down the tables that they bring in between every client that came in to be served. The way that their appointments are structured already is that they only have two people at a time every 15 minutes. And so this was the perfect event for us to have when we're social distancing, because you're only having four tables in the room, so no more than 6 to 10 people were in a space at a time. And this is how they were always operating. So like I said, this is right in their wheelhouse of being able to still provide an effective service, but make sure that people were safe and had everything that they needed. But I will tell you, Freddie, one of the best things about the blood drives and during this time is that people have an opportunity to give back, and they have an opportunity to feel like they're doing something valuable, because COVID-19 has caused everyone to feel so powerless. So this is just one of those ways that people are able to do something good, feel great about it, and have a little bit more power in their everyday life.
Well, and for people who would like to get more information about all the wonderful work that the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center still does, how can we reach out to you?
612-344-2221, or on Facebook, or on our website at www.heritageparkcampus.org.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings, a point at listening each weekend at this time. And we're so fortunate to have with us this weekend as we turn our attention to the fine work of this individual, Steve Heckler. He is the founder and executive director and CEO of Twin Cities Jazz Festival. They've entertained people for years in the Twin Cities. Good morning, Steve, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're with us this morning. So tell us about, you're doing something a little different with the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, and I find it so interesting. How are you doing it this time, or how are you doing it now that our listeners would find interesting?
Well, I think everyone's doing things different right about now, you know? Mm-hmm. I think we had to come up with a plan here. As you know, we canceled the Twin Cities Jazz Festival this year, and we started realizing that many of our artists out there, many of our folks that make a living doing art, we're having trouble. I mean, they were, we've heard one was selling a guitar just to eat and pay rent. And we realized we had to step in and do something. So we started exploring what can we do, what's available, what's out there. And we looked at a lot of the artists that were doing virtual things and able to stream. So we created Jazz Fest Live. It's every Thursday night. And it's on a Crowdcast platform. You can access it through our website. But really, it's about supporting the arts and the artists out there.
Wow. Just wondering, so how do you access Twin Cities Live every Thursday evening?
Yeah, so TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com. And there's just a little, there's a box there, Twin Cities, Jazz Fest Live. And you click on that. And it also archives some of the old performances we did. And keep in mind, this is a learning curve. If you're thinking of converting, you're doing something much different than you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're used to doing something that brings 20, 30,000 people together to a live stage, coming onto a little platform that is on a computer and streaming, this was a learning curve. You don't have a whole lot of time to plan for this and to do it, what you call correctly. And, you know, there's no strategic planning of any sort that happened here, Freddie. It just, you just went ahead and did it. And as we're learning as we go, and what it is it's free. It's free to folks. And it's actually a live show. So I don't know about you, but I really miss going to live shows right about now. And that's what we were trying to create. We were trying to create a live show so folks can watch live music again.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Steve Heckler, the founder and executive director and CEO of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, and they're taking their concerts live virtually every Thursday evening. What time does it start? And I know that because of your association with AARP Twin Cities, you can go to their website, but what's the time and how long do these programs last?
Yeah, the programs last about an hour, a little longer than an hour each. And the cool thing about it is they're interactional. So you can type in questions to the artists. You're actually there. The artist is watching you type questions in, and we read the questions right to them. So it's kind of fun.
So what's the best part of doing this virtually that you found since you've been doing these, Steve?
Just being able to do something. I mean, being able to be creative in these times. And I think that's how everyone needs to be. Just, you can't do things as we were doing. And you can't, we have to be creative and find new ways to do things. So this, the Jazz Fest Live came out of, just came out of just discussions, just what can we do? And we just did it. Again, as I said earlier, we didn't have a whole lot of time to plan this and to work it out and to do that. We just went ahead, did it, and we're learning as it's like throwing a bunch of balls in there and seeing what happens, you know? Oh. And it just took off.
How can we get more information about Twin Cities Jazz Live on Thursday evenings? Where do we go?
Well, many places. TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com is one place to do it. We have Facebook pages. The ARP, AARP, Minnesota, has links to it as well. You know, that's how we're going to get through these times. We're going to get through these times by being supportive and enjoying each other's company and enjoying the arts, right?
We'll get it done together. That's Steve Heckler, the founder, executive director, and CEO of Twin Cities Jazz Live, offering you free concerts every Thursday. And this is New Beginnings.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
The tulips outside are budding. The Lenten roses are blooming. The forsythia is bright yellow. A peony bush outside my office is growing rapidly. I stopped for a moment and thought, as humanity is suffering through this world pandemic, nature everywhere is showing us its life force, throwing out a so-called lifeline to lift us from despair, worry, or hopelessness. Life goes on and on. So in Unity's understanding of prayer, it is to grasp in thought and feeling an idea of lasting, ongoing qualities, and then to see ourselves as an important part of that ongoing life. Therefore, this morning, I said to myself, within the natural world, life is springing forth with power and beauty. The world is being reborn. And I am a part of this world. The same forces of growth and renewing life are active in me now. I am continually being healed by life. And then I remembered that song. My thoughts are prayers, and I am always praying. I might say to myself, I am always creating my experience by how I see myself in the great picture of life that God has created and has created me as a part of that great life. Let's turn now to the potential benefits of a prayer process on our individual life. We consider the human spiritual being to be body, soul, and spirit. So how can prayer be a healing for our body, soul, and spirit? For several decades, research has been conducted on the benefit to the body through the practice of prayer and meditation. The simple focus on our body's rhythmic breathing and pulse of the heart can bring calm to the body and peace to the mind. We simply allow ourselves to rest in that natural rhythm of life that sustains us with each breath and with each heartbeat. Several universities over time have conducted research, even specifically with silent unity. It has a history, silent unity, of a nonstop vigil of prayer that it has maintained for almost 130 years. That prayer has never ceased in more than a century. Every year, millions of people call on Silent Unity for prayer support. So it has provided a rich opportunity for research into the benefits of prayer. In addition to physical benefits to the body, prayer can support peace of mind and heart. Our soul life or inner life can experience the release of anxiety and the empowerment of hope and inspiration. Third, our spirit, that which we consider to be our essential self, our higher truth, the very core of our existence, is also benefited by prayer that focuses on our connection with the infinite, the everlasting, the all possibility of life, existence itself. Paul described it for the people of Athens as he spoke, God, in which we live and move and have our very being. In other words, we are linked to the very source of our life, our existence, and therefore there is an eternal state to our existence. Prayer focuses our awareness on our eternal nature, ourself. When we pray for others, several results are possible. Prayer can free our mind from any limited thoughts we have held for others. Our daily word today and the scriptural account of the raising of Lazarus is a great example of that idea. To loose and let go, to free our own minds from any limited idea we have held about another, a group of people, a community, a nation, to set our own mind free from any limit that we have held others in. Prayer also expands our appreciation for the other. It increases our love for the other. Suddenly we see them in their truth, in their greater reality. And whatever challenge they may be seeing and experiencing their life, we can catch a higher vision of what is possible in their life, the healing and the opportunities that are unfolding for them. Prayer establishes the other in unlimited potential. We behold all that is possible for them. We see them in a greater, more expansive way. What a tremendous gift to pray with someone, to see them in their higher truth, rather than to hold ideas about them that keep them down, so to speak, in our own mind. Prayer is like any human activity. It is an expression or a manifestation of our very design. In the physical human being, we can see the neural network, the connections of neurons that create communication within our brain and our nervous system. Prayer can be seen as a similar connection of thoughts concerning ourselves, others, and the world. Prayer builds a pattern of ideas, a pattern of potential, in other words. Remember our theme song, "Our Thoughts Are Prayers." Listen to what you're saying about yourself, others, or the world. Now give me a little latitude here. I'm going to go into a deep thought. In some esoteric spiritual teachings, this pattern of thought, this network of ideas we hold, are considered to be the pathway by which spiritual forces can unfold and heal and uplift the person or the circumstance held in prayer.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.